This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for July 20th. I'm Paul Plack. Sandia will use Oshkosh to introduce the STX-165, a new small Mode C transponder with a built-in encoder, lots of extra tricks, and a $1,700 price tag. Members of SAFE, the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, will conduct at least 24 forums at AirVenture, and the group will introduce its long-awaited flight instructor liability insurance program. Two new AbleFlight pilots will get their wings at Whitman Field next week after taking part in a special Purdue University AbleFlight joint training project over the summer. For the third straight year, the Ford Motor Company has created a unique aviation-themed Mustang to be auctioned at AirVenture, with proceeds benefiting EAA Young Eagles. This year's one of one is the 2011 SR-71 Blackbird Mustang. NASA has released Moonbase Alpha, a multiplayer online game it says combines NASA content with a cutting-edge game engine to inspire students about the future of space exploration. Northrop Grumman reports a successful series of demonstrations of the MQ-8B Fire Scout unmanned helicopter. The tests took place in the UAE at temps as high as 117 degrees Fahrenheit. Eurocopter has been chosen by sister company Airbus to develop and manufacture the door systems for the A350-XWB. As promised, Boeing has the 787 Dreamliner on display at the Farnborough International Airshow that opened yesterday. And Boeing has brought back a group of retired engineers from its glory days to offer advice on current projects. They reportedly are not shy with their opinions. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation talks about the impact of congestion pricing at airports, recently cleared by a federal court. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.